My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. Very pleased to be joined by my guests this week, Asian Fred. They're coming off the release of a couple brand new songs, and they've got a show to celebrate the occasion coming up in a little less than 2 weeks. So we'll talk all about that and a whole lot more. But without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here are Asian Fred.
Rewind our time. You say you only feel right when you walk back on the heart of the one that you love. This time maybe we had crossed the line. Situations reveal some fate. It's like you always said, I live this privilege that I take for granted. So when you lie, it's just the world evening out some change. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like me, feeling me attention, out of light with the light guilty. And finding heartache in all the right places, we're gonna take a minute to see. And time and again, it evokes the same emotion, decently agree. It says, look at that man, his check neck is no shame. Realize what you see, what it is to play. A stepping stone to your ceremony, let's set smoke. Oh, oh, oh. Time and again, it evokes the same emotion, these little feet. Says, look at that, man, his track record's no shame. Realize what you see, what it is to blame.
Misty, we made them spit, switched our lips. Plus infatuation with the ink upon your ear. If I had good, I felt the burn grow in my chest. First out an epileptic shock, but it was nine. First starting an epileptic shock, but it was nice.
This is Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Asian Fred. Guys, thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks for having us. This is awesome.
Yeah, so let's start off with introductions. We'll go around the room. Everyone can let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Sure. My name is Fred. Asian. My name is Fred of Asian Fred.
My name is Nick Letson. I'm playing the keyboard organ tonight.
Noah Horton playing the vocals and the guitar.
My name is Kyle. I'm not Nick's brother, and I'm playing the bass.
I'm Romo. I'm playing drums, and I'm sweating a lot and staring at Matt Milner the whole time.
And barefooted.
And barefoot.
We've got a beautiful brand new carpet in here. You got to take your shoes off.
It's hot, man.
All right.
It's hot. Okay?
It is. All right. All right.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's really nice.
Yeah,
it's
really good. Did a good job with the place.
I do kind of miss the sleds.
Yeah, the sleds were an unfortunate casualty of the newer rebranded Studio 2A. For people who are listening at home who aren't in the room, which is presumably all but the people that we can see right now, I guess, unless there's someone behind that curtain behind you.
Which would be terrifying.
Yeah. And anyway, yeah, our studio has been refurbished in preparation for some new exciting stuff, including some video and all that. But in any event, that's for later. For now, Fred, tell me about the history of the group. How did you get from where you started to where you are now?
That's a loaded question. Let's see.
we talk about your parents.
Yeah. So I had a troubling childhood. No, my parents are great. It started out as a solo project, which is why it's got such a ridiculous name. And then when I moved back to Tucson, I didn't have any projects going on. And like Asian Fred was just a thing that I would record little demos and post them online and just for the heck of it. But the feedback on those were pretty good, so when I moved down here I didn't have anything to do musically, so I thought about putting the band together, and just kind of slowly recruited the guys. It started out, I think the first person to join was Romo. I posted one of the demos online, and he like commented on it on Facebook, saying like,
"I've been stalking him since he was playing in Over the Painted Choir." I was like, "Dude, I gotta play drums for you sometime." And yeah, I just hounded him.
Yeah. And from there, I think Noah joined. Actually, Kyle had just moved back to Tucson from New York, and we were at Hotel Congress just hanging out, and he was like, "Hey, man, I don't have anything to do." So he joined, and then after we played for a few months, Nick joined, and that's kind of how it all came together to become the band with the most, self-involved name possible.
So when you started off the project as just a solo thing, at that time, did you envision that that these songs were eventually going to be transformed into full band songs, or was it really kind of just a bedroom studio kind of project in your mind?
I didn't think about it that much. I had another project. This was when I was living in Phoenix, so I had another project that was like my full-time musical thing. Asian Fred it started out as really a way to practice like recording techniques and trying things that I wasn't sure it would work on an Of the Painted Choir recording. So it was like giving me that freedom to try wacky things, and then see if they would work or not. And then it's kind of nice because I would post stuff online and think like, well, this idea could either be really cool or absolutely terrible, and I have no objectivity to it, so who knows,
Right.
And then when you get good feedback from that, it kind of gives you the courage to try, wackier things.
What was it about that first batch of songs when you were writing them as solo tracks that made you feel like they were they deserved a different forum than Of the Painted Choir? What led to that division?
I'm not sure. I just wanted to do something different, and these were ideas that I thought about incorporating into Of the Painted Choir, but I didn't know how, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it was just sort of like digging at ideas to see what comes out of it, and then it kind of worked out. It was also stuff like I had this really cool conversation with this incredible songwriter that I'm like fortunate enough to be friends with. He was in a band called Deer in the Headlights, like one of the best lyricists that I personally know, and lyrics were always really difficult for me because they're hard to do.
Sure.
And he basically just said, like, what do you want to say, you know? And, like, that seems so obvious now, but at the time, I didn't approach it that way.
Sure.
So this kind of gave me that outlet to, like, say, you know, like, Asian Fred, I'm an Asian guy growing up in Arizona with, like, very few other Asians playing in a rock and roll band that not a lot of, you know, people like me do. So it was kind of like... and okay to say, like, you can tell your own story, you know what I mean?
Sure, and once you transformed from the solo, you know, bedroom type project into the full band, did you find it was changing the kinds of stories you wanted to tell with this band, or you were just telling them in a different way?
It's a little bit of both. I think I still have, I still have trouble writing lyrics, to be honest. But with the band, the way it is, it's a lot more collaborative, you know, obviously, than me alone in my bedroom. But they bring a lot of ideas that I never would have thought of that, you know, after the fact seems so obvious, they just fit so well.
Yeah.
On top of that, they also take the ideas that I have and they don't, like, the good stuff they don't mess with, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or if they do, they, like, make it better.
Right.
And then, like, the not-so-good stuff, they come up with something better, you know?
What were the things that you were looking for as you were putting together this group, other than Romo just kind of inviting himself to join?
Nick's going crazy in the corner right now. Scamra.
Oh, man.
Weird things happen. By the way, I love how much I'm learning about the band.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Man, I'm learning so much.
You have a pen in your hand. Are you actually taking notes right now?
I have a pen in my hand. I'm a captive audience to this.
That's
right now.
Great. Yeah.
So please continue.
Thanks for the permission.
Yeah. So what was it about, other than, you know, Romo inviting himself to join?
Hey,
what,
come on, man.
What led you to recruit the other guys? What were you going for with each of their contributions?
Well, let's see. I wasn't going for much. I mean, I knew everybody.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Like, I didn't have, like, a clear-cut idea in mind, you know?
Matt, you just broke up the band, dude.
Yeah, it's over.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
No, I mean, I knew all these guys for years on Reputation, knowing them from other bands and stuff. So it's not like I had an ideal lineup in mind when it happened. It was just sort of a... like, this all kind of got fast-tracked. I posted on Facebook, like, hey, I think I want to make this a real thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, within a week, I had, like, two other guys saying, hey, let's do this, you know?
Right.
So it wasn't, like, anything about, like, auditioning anybody.
Sure.
But knowing the guys here, knowing just Tucson musicians, everybody's good here, you know? So it's not that much to worry about. And then it's also very fortunate. One of the things that was lacking of the Painted Choir was another singer. So we had, I mean... Wayne Jones is he's a singer for Twin Ponies. He's an incredible singer. Like, he's better than I am. But he's got such a distinct voice. So our voices, I don't really think they went well together. He sounds like kind of like Kurt Cobain or something, you know? But then that was it. Like, the two of us would do harmonies here and there.
Yeah.
But to be able to do three-part harmonies with us,
right.
Noah is, like, the best singer in the band. You know, Kyle is a very good singer. So to be able to do these three things...
Did it again, man. Strike two.
To be able to do, you know, three-part harmonies is awesome. I just think that you could be a mediocre band that does three-part harmonies and all of a sudden you sound like an incredible band.
Yeah. It's the secret sauce. All right, well, why don't we get into our next set here, and then we'll talk about the new singles and the show that's coming up and all that kind of stuff. But before that, just real quick, what's the best way for people to keep track of shows, music, all that kind of stuff?
They can find us on Facebook. It's like facebook.com/AsianFredMusic. I'm on Instagram as Asian Fred. We have a SoundCloud page. I need to work on being a little bit more official and actually get, like, a website.
And I guess you can just keep your ear to the streets.
Yeah.
And you'll know where we're at.
You'll know. You know?
You know, like, where to find us.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you know, that's your fault.
Just, yeah.
I don't know.
If you look for whatever, like, the hottest thing is going on.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to get into our next set here from Asian Fred.
One, two, three, four.
Situation is crazy. Feel like I'm losing control. with pain in my shoulder. From hell I hold her, and my instinct prevails. Now I ain't that so good, Dad. I've been feeling you anyway. When I speak, I'm just
with me. I'm going to tune real quick. No.
Even with the lights and me, the valley is coming for you. You backwoods country fool, ain't that cruel? Ooh. What you're hearing is the hurricane after the sun goes down. The fear's in it, there, there. It ain't the symptoms that you passed upon the board. The board, the board. Don't make their lives any easier,
Matt Milner, and you're listening to Asian Fred. Guys, thanks again for coming down. So, anyway, this is great. Thank you so much. Long overdue. I'm really, really grateful that you came down. But there's a good occasion as well. So, what is the occasion?
We're finally going to release some music. We have...
There we go. That's what we were looking for.
Wait, just say that again, Fred.
We're going to release some music.
Yeah, boy.
Well done.
Yeah.
So, what Matt do you have
Milner.
In the works?
All right, I'm going
to stop. Let's see, what do we have? So, we're doing a release show June 25th at the Flycatcher.
Cool.
Releasing two songs. One is called Kick Back Your Head, which we just played in that one set, and then the other one's called Ugly, which we played in our first set.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this Saturday or next? I mean, next. I actually don't know.
It's like, next Saturday.
Oh, it's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
I was like, I'm going to be in Disneyland again. Okay, because I got plans, you know. Like,
oh, Nick really is learning a lot today about the band.
Yeah, that's great.
So those two tracks that you're going to be celebrating the release of that show, are they sort of a preview of what's to come with more around the horizon, or is that to be determined?
Yes. we're releasing more stuff. We're working on two more songs that we're going to release with our buddies Dirt Friends.
Cool.
We're going to do a little split with them. And then after that, we'll probably do something a little bit more substantial and release, you know, maybe like a long EP. I don't know, or a full length.
Like a 12-song EP.
Like a 12-song
EP.
Probably, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Like a double LP EP.
Yeah. So these tracks that you've recorded, did you work on the recordings yourself, kind of in the original spirit of the band?
Yeah. We did it at
Camp Fred.
We did it at the house. We did a little Camp Fred. Kyle, who, congratulations to him, recently got married. His fiance was out of town for her bachelorette party before the wedding, and we just camped out at my house, recorded these two songs. And then through the period of a couple of weeks,
it really never gets old, I have to say.
Yeah. It's got that after like 3 years, I love it.
For like about a month, we went in and did overdubs and tried a couple different things. Same, you know, similar to what we were talking about before, like allowing ourselves to get a little wacky with it and like try things that. When I release a song, I'm going to be really self-conscious about it, but hopefully other people will think that it's cool and not crazy.
Yeah. Fred had me record possibly the creepiest thing I've ever had to record in my entire life.
It was really creepy.
Wow. What was that, if you could tell
us? It was before a snare hit. He had me go, shh.
No, but that's what you did. But.
Well, I I have sleep apnea when I'm awake, so it just comes out like that.
What were your instructions, Fred?
I said it was like a shoop, like a shoop.
I can't do a shoop. I do a shoo.
Shoo.
Shoo. And then isolated, it was just like I had to leave the room. I'm like, this is gross. And you just can't unhear it. Like when I hear the songs, you just can't unhear it.
You can hear it subconsciously.
Yeah. Shoo.
What happened is it like sounded really good, and then we kept recording more and more stuff until it sounded really bad.
Right.
And then we kept recording more and more stuff on top of that until it sounded normal again.
There you go.
And that's the finished product. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds amazing. It. Fred's a genius.
So who in the group was wearing kind of the producer hat for this session?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
It sure wasn't Mexican Steve, I'll tell you that.
I mean, we all had input, though. I think,
yeah.
For the most part, I guess I was like running the ship, but we all had a lot of input. You know, Noah had a ton of awesome ideas.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. So,
Fred let me play a real piano.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you.
I think
let you.
Let you.
Letson.
Yeah. Letson.
I've never had as much fun playing, especially recording with the band, as I have with these guys, so it's truly special.
I agree. Those two songs was a blast. Thanks, Fred. We never actually get to talk to Fred except for at shows.
So right.
Right.
Thanks for everything.
And Fred rules.
So how have you guys been?
Okay.
All right.
You can do this now.
I read that interview you did in the Tucson Weekly. That was cool.
You name dropped me. That was cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So once these songs enter the world, what's the best way for people to listen to them?
They'll be up on Bandcamp,
Billboard top 100.
Yeah.
MTV.
What's that?
We're going to release them though in a few different formats. At the show, there's going to be some lathe cuts and some download cards, and then you can stream them online.
Yeah.
So. Awesome.
We're going to have some merch that I think is going to end up being pretty cool, and everything will come with, like, a download of the songs and stuff. You know, it's tricky trying to sell music when, you know, it's just in the cloud somewhere. It's like, hey, buy this empty space.
Yeah.
That was deep.
I promise you it'll turn into music later.
So that's going to be not this upcoming Saturday, but the following Saturday at the Flycatcher. Who's joining you for that show?
Macaulay Vulcan. They're local and they're freaking rad. Mm-hmm. And then Knee High is a band from Chicago who's also really rad. I'm stoked to have them on the bill. I don't know how that really worked out. But
What's the date on that show again?
Oh, my God. You have your planner out. The 25th, dude.
That's Nick, the 25th.
You're
right?
Doing two shows. We're doing two shows that
day. Oh, we're doing two.
We're doing
three shows then.
You're
doing three shows then.
So get your stuff together.
I already wrote it down.
So that's great.
I'm
that's
sure
perfect.
You did. You want to borrow my glasses?
I think I'll be there.
Well, on that note, We're going to wrap things up with one more set. Once again, thanks for listening to Locals Only.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah
thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
And Fred, collectively, from all the guys, we want to say thank you. All the guys, we all pitched it and got you something.
It's a big thank you.
It's a little token of our appreciation, Fred.
I have a $50 gift card to Cheesecake Factory if you guys want to go.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
Jonestown, ready?
Jonestown.
One, two, three.
Yeah. 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 So you can't see my fate. I don't face demons, I indulge until I'm faded. Hell yes, let's make some memories for them all. But let me tell you that, let's do that dance we call the Jonestown Shuffle. We can't leave me all night while the folks go fall. Now we go at the end of the puzzle. I worry about my fate. I doctor asked me if I'm suffering from glaucoma. Hell yes, but you need prescriptions like you're known for.
Sing this song. It's his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kyle.
Thanks, boys.
Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm down. That or Red Robin? I don't know how late they're open, though. I love a Royale burger.
Bottomless fries, dude.
Bottomless fries? Jeez Louise.
Before I start this song.
Great start.
Nice selfie, Nick.
Hey.
Yeah.
You stopped on my block and she turned me away.
Why?
Closing green eyes, I think I heard her say.
Run!
Goddamn cleaner lives are what we need today.
other two. I grew when there was sun in the sun. The trouble after you.
Like a diseased man, the only one that you can find.
Thanks for tuning in to Locals Only.